Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. You know, in dating, one of the number one things people hate, especially when it comes to starting over and getting to know people, the number one thing that they hate is wasting time. We've all met people, thought things were going to go one direction and it went the opposite direction. And we felt that we wasted our time. And then you meet another person, maybe even fall in love, think that things are great. And then that was a waste of time. So the idea of jumping back into this freaking dating pool, meeting someone new, going through the blah, 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 the preliminary round, meeting their freaking representative only to start the cycle again with someone else new. Time is one of those things that we know we can't get back, which is why it's so valuable. Which is also why it is very important, if you're serious about dating, that you know your end game. I have a very close friend. Her name is Brittany. And we're always bouncing ideas off of each other. And we're always talking about the next level. And in fact, this is three of us. It's three of us. It's a trio. We're in different areas and different fields, and we're always bouncing ideas off. But what Brittany always says throughout our brainstorming session, she's always asking this one question. What is your end goal? What is your end game? See, you can do all this work early on, but if you don't have a vision of what you want to accomplish, you're just running around in circles. You're just going with the wind. And it's true when it comes to dating, which is why it's very important, if you're serious, to date with a purpose. Dating intentionally requires some brain work. It's not going with the flow. Because when you go with the flow, sometimes you strike big. But for the most part, you are contributing to wasting time. Because there's no clear or defined purpose. When you have a clear and defined purpose, you know your end game, you know your end goal, and you get to meet people and you learn quickly whether or not they are in alignment with the direction that you're trying to go. Now, a lot of times people have the wrong idea about wasting time. They think if they met a person, date them, hang out with them for a while, and then find out that they're not a good fit, they've wasted time. No, it's part of the process. Like, you have to spend time to get to know a person. That's not wasting. That's more of you discovering. That's the discovery phase, I would say. You begin to waste time if you continue to entertain people who show you red flags, who have some deal breakers, some things that you said you would not accept. You begin to waste time when they are not in alignment with the things that you say that you want, that you need, that you desire. Intentional dating is key to success. It doesn't guarantee you a smooth ride, right? But it will help you stay on the right path. Because how many of you have veered off of your path and entertain people and situations without realizing they were just a distraction. There's so many people who are just dealing with other people just to have a companion, just to not be alone. And they're missing out on their person. Why? Because they're wasting time with someone who is not in alignment with their wants, needs, and desires. The thing about intentional dating is that it's not easy and there's no guarantees. It's not easy. Intentional dating means that you have to be patient. Not to be quick to rush into things. Dating intentionally not only requires patience, it requires discipline. You have to be very disciplined and not waver. And also the thing with intentional dating is that you have to have the foresight to understand and to know the things that you really and truly are seeking. Many people think that they're intentionally dating and they have no idea what intentional dating truly entails, what it's about. They think it's just declaring what they want. And then eventually or magically it will appear. It doesn't work like that. You have to put in the work. You have to put in the effort. But it definitely, definitely helps you with self-discovery, self-awareness. And you open yourself up to meet better quality or better qualified people. Because you are in alignment and you're dedicated to reaching your end goal. On the datingwhileblack.com website, you can find, there's two on-demand videos currently. Not sure how long they'll be up, but if you go to on-demand and look for dating intentionally or intentional dating video, there's a two-part video. So part one basically defines what dating intentionally is, talks about what it is. I talk about what it isn't. Part two has a workbook and a worksheet that goes with it, several worksheets, in which we talk about your dating avatar. We talk about superficial wants and needs that are of true substance. And then we talk about execution. How do you move as you have declared to date intentionally, how to move? And things to expect, some challenges that you may encounter as you go on this journey. Intentional dating is not for the weak at heart. It's for a person who is tired of getting it wrong and willing to try something new, or intentionally date. If you've done it before, do it on a higher level when you have a deeper understanding. Your end goal, your purpose can and will be fulfilled. You have to be positive. But the first step is really and truly understanding what it is and defining your purpose. No one said that this dating thing was easy. Heck, sometimes it ain't even fun. But dating with a purpose, in my opinion, is the cleanest way to approach dating. Is the best way to approach dating. And if you're not there yet, maybe this isn't the time for you. But when you're ready to jump on this side of the boat, you'll see some changes and some difference in the things that you're willing to accept, some things that you are open to, and you'll notice some growth that can only happen when you're laser focused on your end goal. Check out the website, datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Look for the on demand tab and check out the videos. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.